Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Yas Ibrahim for our program Hadith of the Day. We all know that this world is a world based on cause and effect. And certain causes have quicker effects than others, and causes have firmer effects or more intense effects. This is the same when we live in our own lives. Certain actions that we do are a cause for certain effects that assist us in our lives or go against us in our lives, both in this world and in the hereafter. For example, we've heard the hadith of the concept of Salatul Rahim and how Salatul Rahim is a cause for certain other things to happen. If you look on the other way, there are certain evil deeds and bad deeds and sins that a person does that causes the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come quicker, to, as they say, ta'jil, or to hasten towards that person. In this way, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam explains this, and he says that surely the fastest or the quickest or the most hastening evil in terms of its punishment that will come upon a person is that sin of zulm or satam or oppressiveness, tyranny. This is one of the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran speaks out against a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who are tyrannical and who causes human beings grief, who causes other human beings troubles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like such a person. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and He wishes for human beings to attain those attributes where He Himself describes Himself. For example, mercy, love, compassion, benevolence, and all these other types of attributes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself by. And those attributes Allah does not like, Allah wishes us to be far from. Especially this characteristic and attribute of zulm and oppressiveness. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want another creation of His to oppress and to irritate and to cause grief to another creation of His. He wants His creation to live in peace and harmony, and for all of them to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's created us equal, and the only thing that is makes one better than the other is taqwa, and that God-weariness and that piety which we show in our actions, in our ethics, in our behaviors towards other people. And more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've said many times before, wants insan and wants people to create this godly society where all go towards Him. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the sin of oppressiveness and tyranny away from us, and not for it to become on top of us. Inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.